You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
The crucial issue that would help me decide my vote for the upcoming election is definitely somebody with a strong climate action plan. A recent study by the UN has said that if we don't change our ways when it comes to disposing rubbish or even just, you know, polluting the environment in 11 years, there will be irreversible damage. And it is important that we look after Mother Earth, as we only have one planet to live on at the moment.
The biggest issue Australia is facing currently is our housing, as housing from foreign investment and increased amount of people in Sydney and Melbourne has increased prices beyond what the youth can currently afford.
There is definitely a war against drugs and protesting in music festivals specifically. Recently in 2018, the Mountain Sounds Music Festival was cancelled due to these issues, and I believe that Australia really needs to fix it up because we don't want to be a nanny state country.
I think that's still a heavy problem within Australia. This idea of racism is just much more subtle, and we just have to look at how our Indigenous people are treated and to really see how racist this country can become.
A question that I would ask Scott Morrison is, do you feel guilty at the fact that you were voted in by your own party and not by the Australians?
Why do you see yourself fit to run this country when, you know, you weren't really asked to run it, so you just kind of shoved into that position? I think the language and the systems in Australia in terms of, like, regarding politics, sometimes it's a little bit wishy-washy, for lack of a better word. It's very, there's no concrete knowledge on anything. There's not much talk about it in a non kind of propaganda kind of way.
I do think we should find better ways through media and just through other sources to make that information a lot more accessible to other people, like not just outside magazines, but also even just through word of mouth.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.